In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we come to the third of those four preparatory Sundays that are leading us up to the beginning of Great Lent. Over the last 2 weeks, we have learned of the importance of the virtues of humility and repentance found in the publican, in contrast to the prideful Pharisee. We have also learned of the virtues of repentance, love, and forgiveness, which we saw in the prodigal son and his father. A contrite heart and the willingness to forgive. These are great virtues which arise from a repentant sinner in response to the love of God. Today we are once again reminded of that dread day of judgment, through which each of us will be called to give an account of the manner in which we have lived our lives. We must understand that accountability is not a bad thing. Accountability is not even something to be feared in and of itself. We will be held accountable to our Master, our Creator, the one true God. He will ask us what we did with what He gave us. And this should motivate us now. This should stimulate us to enable us to not be captivated by our passions that would lead us away from God. Indeed, today's gospel makes it clear that our Lord Jesus Christ will separate those whose lives were filled with works of love, kindness, forgiveness, sympathy, and empathy from those who neglected or rejected these godly virtues in favor of selfish pursuits. St. Gregory Palamas writes, "Mercy and forbearance precede the divine judgment." In other words, God is merciful and forbearing with our many sins and shortcomings, and He demands from us the willingness to exhibit the same toward our fellow man. But if we are unwilling to do so, we will forfeit our place in His eternal kingdom. If we are truly to be reconciled with God who made us, we must be willing to be led by the Holy Spirit in our interactions with our fellow man, manifesting the fruits of the Holy Spirit. This is the basis upon which we shall be judged. St. Gregory Palamas writes further, "The Holy Gospel says in accordance with this that in those days before Him shall be gathered all nations, and He shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. He calls the righteous sheep because they are meek and gentle. They walk the level path of the virtues that He trod and are like Him. For He was Himself called a lamb by the forerunner and Baptist, who said, 'Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.' The sinners He calls goats because they are audacious, unruly, and rush down the precipices of sin. The sheep, it says, He shall set on His right hand as those who act rightly, but the others on the left." To those who are on His right hand, then the one and only King will say, "Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." The choice is ours, my dear friends. How we live our lives matters. It has eternal implications. So let us attend to the way of life that leads us to the right side of the glory of God and our eternal place in His kingdom. As we draw closer to Great Lent, let us enter into the great fast, seeing in it the opportunity to embrace these virtues of humility, repentance, and obedience to the commandments of God. If we merely view the fast as some kind of endurance test, we will miss the blessing inherent in our participation in it. And let us be aware that the grace, mercy, and forgiveness of God for our many sins is accompanied by His expectation that each one of us will manifest in his or her life these same virtues toward those whom we encounter and with whom we share our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.